The Department of Transportation hosted a dust control workshop in Nome last week, educating and training representatives from villages to ready them for an influx of cash and machinery. From KNOM in Nome, John Francis has more.
The amount of unpaved roads in rural Alaska has the DOT worried about air quality levels and the possible health issues associated with dust in the air. Northern Region Engineer Clark Milne said the workshop is a response to the concerns of residents.
We, the DOT, are kind of sponsoring or handling a meeting, kind of looking in the Northwest about dust control complications in rural sites. And we have a grant that's targeted towards 8 villages, so we've had those various folks from those villages come in to try to both instruct them some on some of the problems, hear from them, show them some of the equipment, and then look ahead to see if there's things we can do in the future to aid them.
The DOT's desire to assist the villages stems from dust's added risk to people with pre-existing health conditions and the effects it can have on subsistence living.
Well, people that have respiratory problems, whether it's asthma or emphysema or things like that, dust can clog things up and make it more difficult to breathe. So anybody that already has breathing problems, that would be made worse by dust. It also gets on fish and other things that you've got staked out you're trying to dry.
State money is being used to fund the event.
In the previous legislature, we had a grant passed that DOT is coordinating expenditures, $650,000 that legislators identified and legislation was passed that focused on these 8 villages as, I'll say, guinea pigs, at least identified sites where there are dust control problems. And so if we can work to try to find solutions and circumstances and efficiencies in doing dust control on those 8 over time, probably over 2 or 3 years, then that'll mean that we'll find solutions for 100 villages. So we're just starting to dip into it. The largest expense so far of the entire program has actually been to try to arrange this seminar or brainstorming session, kind of to inform our clients, get them thinking, and then if we can come to them with suggestions and them telling us what they want, we'll be able to be in a position to try to solve those same sort of needs with the legislature's help for even larger number of villages.
UAF Civil and Environmental Engineering Professor Dave Barnes demonstrated a device that, if commercialized, would allow villages flexibility when deciding how to handle dusty roads. The device is made to be portable with the ability to be mounted on the back of an ATV, where the driver can then test the amount of dust the ATV kicks up. Depending on the amount detected, villages can then decide when it's economically feasible to lay down dust protectorates. Attendees were then given training Thursday on how to use the new machinery. In Nome, I'm John Francis.